Relief arrives as the region looks toward October's economic reckoning. The defining story of the week is economic bifurcation. Billions in federal defense and research funding flowing into anchored sectors, while 353 workers at Stone Brewing and Service now collectively navigate layoff notices. That gap is unlikely to resolve quickly, and October labor market data will serve as the next meaningful checkpoint alongside San Diego Unified's ADA attendance report. On the government front, the Tijuana River fight is approaching a moment of decision. Either the Board of Supervisors advances a half-cent sales tax to November voters, or the near-term engineering and permitting work moves forward without the larger revenue mechanism behind it. The sheriff versus board standoff on CBP training access remains constitutionally unresolved. For weather, the news is genuinely welcome after last week's extreme heat pushed inland valley temperatures 10 to 15 degrees above late August averages and triggered emergency protocols across the county. San Diego coastal areas should see highs in the mid to upper 70s Thursday and Friday, with the marine layer returning overnight. Inland communities including El Cajon, Santee, and La Mesa are looking at highs in the mid to upper 80s, significantly cooler than the triple-digit readings of the past 2 weeks. No heat advisories are in effect.